Welcome everybody to Power Hour of Health from the Media Hub on riotradio.ca. I'm your host, Chris Martin Bond, and this show is all about health and fitness. The song you heard earlier was Metalingus by Alter Bridge. If you know Edge from WWE, that was his entrance song, and he just recently had his last match last week, if you didn't know that. Happy retirement, Edge. Today, we will be discussing neurological training. And neurological training or neurotraining is referred to as neurorehabilitation. It is a type of therapy or training program designed to address and improve the functioning of the nervous system, particularly in individuals who have experienced neurological disorders, injuries, or conditions that affect their brain or nervous system. This can include conditions such as stroke, traumatic brain injury, multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's disease, cerebral palsy, and more. The goal of neurologic training is to help individuals regain or enhance their motor, sensory, cognitive, and functional abilities that may have been compromised due to neurological issues. The training involves various techniques and exercises and also activities tailored to the specific needs of each individual. Those techniques can include physiotherapy or physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech therapy, cognitive rehabilitation, virtual reality therapy, neurofeedback, and biofeedback. Again, neurological training is usually conducted by a team of healthcare professionals that specific approach and techniques used and depend on the individual's condition, severity of impairment, and their goals for recovery. The ultimate aim is to promote neuroplasticity, and I will discuss that further on during the show. And actually, there's this question. Is neurotraining often used in workout? So earlier, we're talking about rehabilitating patients or clients. But what about, let's say, if you're going to the gym, is this often used? Well, technically, yes, because these techniques are commonly used in various forms of workouts to enhance performance, improve coordination, and optimize movement patterns. Neurological training or neurotraining can be integrated into different types of exercise programs. So from strength training to sport-specific drills. And these are the neurological training that is often used in working out inside the gym. Number one is balance and stability. Many workout routines incorporate balance and stability exercises that challenges the neuromuscular system. These exercises can include single leg stands, stability ball exercises, and exercises on unstable surfaces like balance boards. So for example, there's an athlete who had his ankle sprain. So one of the quick recovery for that ankle sprain is to have a one leg balance. And having that neuromuscular control can actually improve the stability of that client. Second is plyometrics. So this was focused a few weeks back. And again, this plyometric exercises involves rapid and explosive movements that engage the nervous system to generate power. Jumping exercises, medicine ball throws, and depth jumps are examples of those plyometric movements. Third one is agility drills. They are designed to improve quick changes in direction and coordinations, such as cone drills, ladder drills, and shuttle runs. And those are the common types. Fourth one is reaction time training. Some workout programs include reaction time drills where individuals respond quickly to visual or auditory cues. These drills can improve reflexes and quick decision making. So for example, a player or an athlete who's doing feet shuffles, and then the coach says a quick direction to the right. So from feet shuffling, sprinting to the right side and going back again in the middle. Those changing of directions can actually improve the time and reaction performance. Next one is coordination challenges. Incorporating exercises that require precise hand-eye or foot-eye coordination, such as juggling or specific dance moves, can enhance neural connections and coordination. Next one is mind-muscle connection. Focusing on the mind-muscle connection during strength training helps individuals activate specific muscle groups more effectively, leading to better muscle engagement and growth. Next one is functional movement patterns. Functional workouts aim to improve movements that mimic real-life activities. These exercises often involve multiple muscle groups and require coordination between them. Next one is sports-specific training. Athletes often incorporate neurological training to mimic the specific movements and demands of their sport. These can include drills that replicate the cognitive and physical challenges they will face during the competition. Again, these neurological training in workouts aims to optimize the connection between the brain and the muscles, leading to improved performance, reduced risk injury, and enhanced overall movement quality. It's important to consult fitness professionals or trainers who are experienced in incorporating neurological training into exercise routines to ensure that the techniques are used effectively and safely. Coming up after the break, we'll be talking about the effects of neurological training for patients or clients undergoing rehabilitation. Don't forget that you can follow us on our Instagram at DCSA Media Hub, at Bonds Fitness, and on my personal account at Coach Bond PH and Bonds Fitness on Facebook. We're going to play some music. Here's Kickstart My Heart by The Motley Crue, right here on rightradio.ca.
We'll be right back. encouragement, this precious declaration means yours is yours and mine you leave alone. Precious declaration says I believe all hope is dead no longer. Yours is yours and mine you leave alone now. Precious declaration says I believe all hope is dead no longer. Once I jumped through hoops of fire, as high and far as you required. Oh, I was blind but now I see.
Welcome back to Power Hour of Health from the Media Hub on RightRadio.ca. I'm your host, Chris Martin Bond, and we just played Kickstart My Heart by the Motley Crue and Precious Declaration by Collective Soul. And next up, we are going to talk about the effects of neurological training for patients who are undergoing rehabilitation. Neurological training, or again, neuro training, plays a crucial role in the rehabilitation of patients and clients with neurological conditions, injuries, or impairments. It offers a range of effects that contribute to functional improvement, cognitive enhancement, and overall well-being. Here are some of the key effects of neurological training. Number one is the motor recovery and functional improvement. And having that improved mobility, it targets the muscle strength, coordination, balance, and it also helps individuals regain the ability to walk, stand, and perform daily activities. So if you are familiar with a stroke, half of the body is actually 0% muscle activation and nerve activation. And through that process, through neurotraining, it helps get back that activation. And having that fine motor skills too, rehabbing those, which entails to like holding a cell phone or combing your hair, something like that. It promotes the recovery of fine motor skills, allowing patients to regain control over hand and finger movements. Earlier, I have talked about neuroplasticity. It's actually a neural rewiring because like half of the brain is dead and it promotes training or harnesses the brain's ability to reorganize itself, enabling the formation of new neural connections and pathways to compensate for damaged areas. Amazing, right? Relearning movements also is like relearning the lost movements, developing alternative movement strategies to promote functional independence. Next is cognitive enhancement. With the memory improvement, cognitive training exercises help patients regain memory function, enhancing their ability to recall information and remember daily tasks. So if you're having a traumatic brain injury, just simply reliving what happened in the past hour, you will tend to forget, but with neuro training, there's a huge chance of you getting back that memory once more. Attention and concentration can enhance attention skills, enabling individuals to stay focused and engage in activities, and also doing that problem-solving skills. It stimulates the problem-solving abilities, aiding in overcoming challenges encountered during rehabilitation. Next up is speech and communication enhancement. With the speed recovery, the speech therapy is part of neurological training that helps patients regain speech articulation, fluency, and communication skills. With the language rehabilitation, patients recovering from language impairments benefit from therapies targeting language comprehension and expression, such as happy or sad or angry. Next is psychological well-being. With improving the mood, engaging in neurotraining can have positive effects on mood, reducing feelings of frustration, and promoting a sense of accomplishment. With having a traumatic brain injury, a patient can be so overwhelmed and is frustrated because that person wants to, you know, get back to his feet really fast. But because of the nerve and the muscle involvement, tendencies are he or she might get frustrated because he just wants to like go back to his or her original self, right? Next up is pain management and comfort. So with that, having a stroke or a traumatic brain injury, pain medications is also beneficial, and such as like mirror therapy and biofeedback. Having that can help manage chronic pain associated with neurological conditions. Next up is independence and quality of life enhancement. With neurotraining, it equips the individual with the skills needed to perform activities of ADLs or activities of daily living independently. Next is long-term health management. Patients should learn the strategies to continue exercising and maintaining progress after formal rehabilitation programs. Based from my experience, having a stroke patient, it can take up until 6 months to a year to rehabilitate. And if a patient is actually doing his or her exercises regularly, you know, he or she can come back, you know, within that span of a year. But imagine the recovery process, it takes a year, right? So it's it's a good accomplishment if you're going to make it within that span of year. Last is the empowerment and hope. So with the patients regaining a sense of control over their bodies and lives, it gives them a sense of empowerment. That gives them the confidence to move on and live their best quality of life. The effects of neurotraining are personalized and can vary based on the factors such as the type of neurological condition, the individual's commitment to the training, and the specific techniques used. Rehabilitation professionals work closely with patients to tailor training plans that address their unique needs, goals, and capabilities. Coming up after the music break, we'll talk more about the effects of neurological training, this time for athletes. Don't forget that you can follow us on our Instagram at DCSA Media Hub, at Bonds Fitness, and on my personal account at Coach Bond PH and Bonds Fitness on Facebook. We're going to play some music. Here's Bent by Matchbox 20 here on rightradio.ca.
Get too tired to make it. Need my breath so I can walk. And if I need some other love, then you give me more than I can stand. When my smile gets old and faded, wait around, I'll smile again. Shouldn't be so complicated. Just hold me and then. Oh, just hold me again. Can you help me? I'm bent. I'm so scared that I'll never get put back together. Keep breaking me in, and this is how we really end. With you and me, bent. If I couldn't sleep, could you sleep? Could you paint me better? Could you sympathize with my needs? I know you think I need a lot. I started out clean, but I'm jaded. Just falling in, or just breaking my skin. Can you help me? I'm bent. I'm so scared that I'll never get put back together. Keep breaking me in, and this is how we will end up with you and me.
Yeah.
Welcome back again to Power Hour of Health from the Media Hub on RightRadio.ca. I'm your host, Chris Martin Bond, and we just played Bent by Matchbox 20 and Are You Gonna Go My Way by Lenny Kravitz. Next is we're going to talk about the effects of neurological training for athletes. And this is an in-depth discussion of this topic. And with neurological training, they can have significant effects on athletes by enhancing their performance, improving cognitive skills, and promoting overall well-being. And this applies to any athlete, whether you're a basketball player, football player, any player. Number one is having that enhanced motor skills. Neurotraining can improve an athlete's motor skills, including coordination, agility, balance, and proprioception. These can lead to improved movement efficiency and better performance in sports that require precise movements. Second is improved reaction times. Training that targets reaction times and reflexes can be particularly beneficial for athletes in sports where quick responses are crucial, such as tennis, boxing, or basketball. So the tennis, when the ball comes into you, what are you going to do? Do a backhand, you know, or pivoting your foot quickly? So those are one of the examples. Next is increased focus and concentration. Cognitive training as part of neurotraining can enhance an athlete's ability to focus, concentrate under pressure, and make split-second decisions during competition. For example, the game is on the line and you need a free throw to win the game. So it takes that focus and concentration wherein that player should shoot that ball for the team to win. Next is enhanced spatial awareness. Neurotraining can improve an athlete's spatial awareness and depth perception, which are important in sports like soccer and football. So when we say spatial awareness, it's like the field. You should be aware of the field. It's a huge one, but you're just not focused on one direction. It should be like a wide range of that one. Next is fine-tuned muscle control. Athletes can benefit from exercises that enhance fine motor control and muscle activation, which are essential for sports that demand precision, like archery, golf, or shooting. So, example such as archery. So if an athlete is holding that arrow, right? And that having that fine-tuned muscle control when it comes to the wind power and releasing that arrow, right? And hitting that target. Next is skill acquisition. Neurotraining promotes, again, neuroplasticity with the brain's ability to recognize itself. And this in time can facilitate the learning of new skills and the refinement of existing ones. So if you know a most valuable player and that player is, wow, an amazing one, he has developed or she has developed that certain skill in which he or she practiced a long time ago. And then practicing a new one and at the same time refining those old patterns, like, so to become a better player in the future. Next is effective rehabilitation after injury. So for athletes who just had an ankle sprain or a knee injury and having that recovery from neurological or musculoskeletal injuries, specific rehabilitation program can help them regain lost motor skills and coordination. Next is enhanced performance under fatigue. Neurotraining can help athletes maintain optimal performance even when fatigued, as improved neuromuscular condition can prevent a decline in technique. So if you have a superstar in your team, you would want that superstar to start and finish the game, right? If an ordinary player should probably do a one quarter, an MVP should cover like most of the game, right? Next is having that confidence and mental toughness. And with neurotraining, it can contribute to an athlete's mental toughness and self-confidence. And as improvements in physical abilities, they are often linked to a stronger mental state. So that an MVP player cannot back down easily when the game goes down on the line. Of course, who would you turn to, right? Your best player. Next is sports-specific training. Tailoring neurotraining to the specific demands of a sport can lead to do better performance outcomes and reduced risk of injury. Lastly is long-term brain health. Engaging in regular neurological training can have long-term benefits for brain health, potentially reducing the risk of neurodegenerative conditions, in later life, such as dementia, like having that forgetfulness, what happened yesterday or what happened last week. And based from my clients who are seniors that have become athletes back in those days, they still have a sharp mind. That's amazing. And it is important to note that the effects of neurological training can vary based on the athlete's individual needs, the specific sport they participate in, and the nature of their training program. Consulting with a sports medicine professional and experts in neurotraining can help athletes design a personalized training regimen that aligns with their goals and needs. Well, that's the end of our show today. I look forward to seeing you back here next week. Don't forget that you can follow us on our Instagram at DCSA Media Hub, at Bonds Fitness, and on my personal account at Coach Bond PH and Bonds Fitness on Facebook. Here's The Warrior by Scandal featuring Patti Smith, playing us out on rightradio.ca. See you next week, everybody.